sun glinting through the trees here in a patch of woodland on the farm, which we often visit. Silly me, I put my sunglasses on today so I can barely see a thing, Chris, but you better tell us what's happening.
Oh, Matthew, I'm absolutely bursting to do this piece of the Countryside podcast. I've had to be biting my tongue for the best part of 6 weeks, and I'm going to call it a 3-2-1, because there are three species of woodpecker in the UK, the largest being the green woodpecker, the medium-sized one, the one you might see in your garden eating peanuts over the winter months, that's the great spotted woodpecker, Dendrocoppus major, and the rarest, as rare as hen's teeth, the lesser spot woodpecker, and that's Dendrocoppus minor in the bird book, if you like to look up the scientific names. And very few areas of woodland in East Anglia, or in fact in the UK, will host all three species, which is why I said I'm going to do a 3-2-1. And we're going to start off with the largest one, which until about 2 to 3 weeks ago, all three species were nesting. But because the lesser spot is so prone to disturbance, I couldn't bring you here, although I was itching to. So there's a giant ash tree in front of us. And if you look up about 20 feet and at about 12 feet as well, the trouble is we're looking into the light. There are two holes and it's 3-inch diameter. 3-2-1. So that's nearly big enough to put a clenched fist in.
Those are quite large holes, aren't they?
Yes, yeah. And so really the green woodpecker is a bit of an odd one out, because it spends more time out on the fields on the ground, because its favourite food is ants, and it kind of gorges them. It's got a very long tongue. It's also called locally, particularly in Norfolk and East Anglia, it's called the yaffle. And some people call it the rain bird as well. It's called the yaffle because of the sound it makes. And I often hear it when I'm coming through this area of woodland early in the morning. It's a kind of descending series of notes like that. If I do it too often, we might have one actually. Oh, it's called Rat anyway. He's come running along. And so that's number three. So the 3-inch diameter hole from the largest of the three of our native woodpecker species. They're all got similar traits and habits, but the great spot will do lots of drumming. The lesser spot drums as well, so they're the proper woodland drummer birds. And the green spotted, the green woodpecker, I should say, doesn't really do much drumming. It will just peck away at a hole. All of them got kind of chisel ends on their beak. And one distinctive feature which distinguishes them from birds like nuthatches, which are also tree climbing birds, tree nesting birds in holes as well, is one of the toes on a woodpecker, because in most birds three toes face forwards and one toe faces backwards, but in woodpeckers one of the toes has migrated to face the wrong way. So you've got two forwards and two backwards on woodpecker feet. It's called zygodactyly. It's a particular condition where one of your digits migrates round. So it's really sort of odd. But that's the largest of the three species. And we've had, I think, three green woodpecker nests in this woodland, which is 30 acres. It's actually bigger than that, because there's another 20 acres that extends on the other side of the road, and that's in the grounds of Caister Hall Hotel. Nevertheless, it's a good chunk of woodland which woodpeckers like. So we've got to hop back in the little truck, and it's such a short distance, but we're not leaving this woodland. So hop back in and let's get right in as well.
There he is.
He's here.
Straight into the footwell.
Good boy. Come on, I'll pick you up. There we are. There we are. Good, off we go.
Okay, we've come a little distance. We're still in the trees.
I am so proud of this, I cannot tell you. The excitement is almost too much for me. I'm just looking at this tree because I think this is, we've got to find, there we are. Just about 15 feet up, you can see number two, the 2-inch round hole, 50 millimetres. Can you just see where that dead branch comes out facing above our head? It's immediately under that. Good, you should.
Oh, yes, got it.
Excellent.
Yes,
well done. It is, because it's just on the dark side of the tree. The sun's getting low over in the west, and this is facing nearly due south.
I'm wearing these shades.
Yes, that's not helpful. So,
yes, but I've got it. Yes, there it is, a black hole, but much smaller than the other
one. It's about half the size. So that's the 2-inch diameter one, and this is the hole of the great spot woodpecker. And that's the one, as I said, you're likely to see in your garden feeding on nuts. And so the habitat here is absolutely perfect for them. We've got lots of different species of trees, lots of dead trees, dead standing trees. Look, there's a huge silver birch there. Three above us, which all died after the drought a couple of years ago when we had those high temperatures. And so there's a whole mix of living and dead trees here, and it's absolutely perfect for them, and a variety of trees. Sweet chestnut seems to be a favourite for nesting in, and also oak. So if there's some sort of hollow in the oak tree, which we don't know about, the woodpeckers seem able to find it, and they drill away there, but not the drumming that you will hear in the canopy in late February, March and April. That's territorial drumming. By the lesser spot and the great spot. That's not how they make these holes. They just peck away, and the tip of the beak is chisel-ended. It's not sharp like a normal bird's beak. And at the last second, they just twist the head slightly and take out tiny little flakes, bearing in mind that's an oak tree, and it's gone through into the hollow, into the centre of the tree there.
And the sound is something wonderful, isn't it? Very percussive and hollow sounding.
Yes, yes, when they're drumming and setting out territories, that's the male. That would be a noise like that. Whereas the drilling the hole is a sort of just continual sort of tap. And you'll often hear the sound, and then if you're standing near the tree, you'll see little flakes of wood coming out, and it's the hardest wood. You need a carpenter's chisel to get in there. So amazing birds, and they have a specially designed sort of percussion shock at the back of the head to, when they're drumming, territorial sounding in other words, to prevent them getting a headache.
Well, it'd be concussion like we get, but they don't get it because
they've got a special sort of gelatinous area at the back of the head, and the tongue is out of the way as well. The tongue comes through a little hollow in the bottom of the beak in the case of the green woodpecker, and they can extend that out, and the tongue is quite amazing in the green woodpecker. It's a good 4 inches long. That's 100 millimeters, and for a small bird you can't make this up. So that's why our wildlife native to our country, and these three species of woodpecker are just that, is just mind-blowing. Now, this is extraordinary in the bird world. It's just a short walk. Because the habitat is so suitable, we've got them nesting quite close to each other, and this is going to be difficult for us. I'm going to put you so the sun is just behind the tree. There's your number one, and that's index finger hole size. Are you able to see it? It's
how high up?
We're 20 feet up.
Yes, there's a long way up. Yes, I've got it. Yes,
you've got a dead branch coming out on the right, and then above that, and it's a perfectly sound oak tree.
Yes.
You can just see as a single hole, and you can see it's fairly fresh. It's not me gone up there with a ladder and a house drill, I promise you, because one other person watched the lesser spot. It's also called the barred woodpecker because the plumage goes across from side to side on it. It's a tiny little bird, bearing in mind that is 1-inch diameter hole. It's not even 30 millimeters across, and that bird can go in and out of that hole quite easily. So they're astonishingly small birds, and one really clever bird watcher had gone up and down the road. He'd heard one drumming here. He'd seen it. He'd photographed it. And he asked permission to come. And he's got a little gap through the hedge there. And he came through here and he's made himself a little path. And he used a little camouflage net and watched the parents fledge the young just over a week ago. They're quite late hatching, but they've gone now, which is why it's safe. And he impressed on me that one thing they don't like is disturbance. And he promised to behave himself and not disturb them. So,
although, as we're about to hear,
yes,
that tree is right next to a road, but
it
I suppose
is.
They don't count that as disturbance.
No, because it's regular. It's a very, you know, because it's sort of late in the afternoon, it's knocking off time in Norwich.
Well, it's a small lane.
Yes, it's tiny. It's a single track lane. And so that's a huge success story. As I said, there's very few places in the eastern counties where you can actually see a lesser spot woodpecker, the barred woodpecker, Dendrocoppus minor. Very few places, and in the whole UK, it's almost unique, this area of woodland, to have all three species of woodpecker in one area of woodland. My chest is puffed out so far, although it's nothing to do with me, it's to do with the habitat, natural history. You can't put a sign up on a tree saying, suitable for lesser spot woodpeckers, please come and nest here. And it doesn't work like that. And one thing they don't like, apparently, this very keen and very well-known bird watcher told me, he said, if you shoot in this wood, you will lose your woodpeckers. They don't like the sound of shooting and bang. And of course, there's been no shooting here for well over 25 years now. Hence, all three species of woodpeckers. I won't say they're common as muck, but I am so proud to have them in one area of woodland, and they're at Hyash Farm.
Oh, he's a happy man. That's what we like to hear. Well, I really hope you've enjoyed catching up with the highlights of the podcast. Any feedback or questions can be emailed to chris@countrysidepodcast.co.uk. And don't forget, you can listen to episodes in full by searching for Chris Skinner's Countryside Podcast online.